Chapter 24. And again the anger of Jehovah came to be hot against Israel, when one incited David against them, saying, Go, take account of Israel and Judah. So the king said to Joab, the chief of the military forces who was with him, Move about, please, through all the tribes of Israel, from Dan to Beersheba, and you men register the people, and I shall certainly know the number of the people. But Joab said to the king, May Jehovah your God even add to the people 100 times as many as they are while the very eyes of my lord the king are seeing it. But as for my lord the king, why has he found delight in this thing? Finally, the king's word prevailed upon Joab and the chiefs of the military forces. So Joab and the chiefs of the military forces went out from before the king to register the people Israel. Then they crossed the Jordan and took up camping at Aroer, to the right of the city that is in the middle of the torrent valley, toward the Gadites and to Jazer. After that they came on to Gilead and the land of Tatim-Hodshai, and continued on to Dan-Jaan, and went around to Sidon. Then they came to the fortress of Tyre, and all the cities of the Hivites and of the Canaanites, and came to the terminating point in the Negeb of Judah, at Beersheba. Thus they went moving about through all the land, and came to Jerusalem at the end of 9 months and 20 days. Joab now gave the number of the registration of the people to the king, and Israel amounted to 800,000 valiant men drawing sword, and the men of Judah were 500,000 men. And David's heart began to beat him after he had so numbered the people. Consequently, David said to Jehovah, I have sinned very much in what I have done. And now, Jehovah, let your servant's error pass by, please, for I have acted very foolishly. When David proceeded to rise up in the morning, Jehovah's word itself came to Gad the prophet, David's visionary, saying, Go, and you must say to David, This is what Jehovah has said. 3 things I am laying upon you. Choose for yourself one of them, that I may do it to you. Accordingly, Gad came in to David and told him and said to him, Should there come to you 7 years of famine in your land, or 3 months of your fleeing before your adversaries, with them pursuing you, or the occurring of 3 days of pestilence in your land. Now know and see what I shall reply to the one sending me. So David said to Gad, It is very distressing to me. Let us fall, please, into the hand of Jehovah, for many are his mercies, but into the hand of man do not let me fall. Then Jehovah gave a pestilence in Israel from the morning until the time appointed, so that out of the people from Dan to Beersheba 70,000 persons died. And the angel kept his hand thrust out toward Jerusalem to bring it to ruin. And Jehovah began to feel regret over the calamity. And so he said to the angel that was bringing ruin among the people, It is enough. Now let your hand drop. And Jehovah's angel himself happened to be close by the threshing floor of Araunah the Jebusite. And David proceeded to say to Jehovah, when he saw the angel that was striking the people down, Yes, he proceeded to say, Here it is I that have sinned, and it is I that have done wrong. But these sheep, what have they done? Let your hand, please, come upon me and upon the house of my father. Later Gad came in to David on that day and said to him, Go up, set up for Jehovah an altar on the threshing floor of Araunah the Jebusite. And David began to go up in accord with the word of Gad, according to what Jehovah had commanded. When Araunah looked down and saw the king and his servants passing along toward him, Araunah at once went out and bowed down to the king with his face to the earth. Then Araunah said, Why has my lord the king come to his servant? At that David said, To buy from you the threshing floor for building an altar to Jehovah, that the scourge may be halted from upon the people. But Araunah said to David, Let my lord the king take it and offer up what is good in his eyes. See the cattle for the burnt offering, and the threshing sledge, and the implements of the cattle for the wood. everything Araunah, O king, does give to the king. And Araunah went on to say to the king, May Jehovah your God show pleasure in you. However, the king said to Araunah, No, but without fail I shall buy it from you for a price, and I shall not offer up to Jehovah my God burnt sacrifices without cost. Accordingly, David bought the threshing floor and the cattle for 50 silver shekels. And David proceeded to build there an altar to Jehovah, and offer up burnt sacrifices and communion sacrifices. And Jehovah began letting himself be entreated for the land, so that the scourge was halted from upon Israel.